Welcome back. Wow, rightly dividing the word of truth. Pastor is revisiting the foundation of our faith.
the most exciting revelation I got that shook the foundation of what I believed happened to me that night. I've shared it with some of you. When the Lord told me what those seven thunders is all about,
amen.
I jumped up from my bed. And you know, one interesting thing is, it's not the experience you say you got, but how scriptural is it?
Yes, sir.
Because Joseph Coleman, the American preacher, you know, gave his experience on how he got to say seven thunder have been revealed, and they were followers. You see, one thing I discover is that error has anointing.
Hey,
you see somebody preaching error, including me, when I was dishing out those error, people follow that anointing. But it's error. Error has anointing.
Wow.
That is why the confirmation of truth is not sensation. The confirmation of truth is not sensation you have. It's not whether your spirit received or did not receive it. The confirmation of truth is the Urim and Thummim.
Amen.
That is it for us now.
The confirmation of truth is not sensation.
And wow, your salvation must not be based on an experience, because a demon can come and give you an experience.
That's
and
right.
Cause you to be following him off the line.
Mm.
And you think it is Christ. For he disguises as an angel of light. What is he coming to do?
To deceive.
To deceive. So there must be a filter of all that you see, all that you feel, all that you hear. You know. That's why I take it very seriously when people come to me and say there are two spirits in me. I think the Holy Ghost tells me to do something. I know that is scripture. Then another voice will come and tell me this. I know they are serious. I will join them to make sure I chase that false spirit away. You know. So it's important, this this series you are putting up here.
Yes, sir.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Another
one that excited me so much was the placement of the ministry of William Branham. You know, it helped me so much, you know, and then to find out that even at my altar before was ego, only to see that was wrong, very, very wrong.
Hey.
May God forgive us. Well, God knows it was the much I know. And I will not, you know, the symbol of our faith is not ego. And as time goes on, we'll prove it. Though we are preaching various sermons.
Amen.
And for that reason, I am tagged a heretic.
Mm.
It's the same thing. The Catholics tagged Luther a heretic.
That's so right.
But God moved along with him.
Amen.
It's not what you tag me, but what God says concerning me. And confirmed by the Holy Spirit. I want to invite all those who believe I'm preaching error, come and help me out of error. By grumbling, they don't help me. Come and carry your Bible and come and teach me. You soon discover that you are the one that need help. I may not
be. Amen. Well, thank you so much, sir. If I were you and I truly want to make the rapture, I'm going to take this series of the rapture watch very seriously. We want to revisit the foundation of our faith.
Yes.
And the light is shining more and more. We'll be trimming the lamps of our revelation, and we'll be shining more light on teachings, doctrines of thoughts in time past, but the Lord has given us more light on. So please, you might still be holding on to something, and the Lord has gone ahead further than that. We beg you, for instance, when we come back on our next episode, we'll be looking at what makes William Branham, is William Branham a prophet to this age, and what makes him a prophet to this age. We'll be looking at the proper understanding of the seven thunders, the symbols of our faith, John's ministry, even the proper understanding of the midnight cry, the shout. So please don't miss this series of the Rapture Watch, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Everything we've taught before and that the Lord has given us more light on, we'll visit them again, this time in line with the proper light that the Lord has given us. So please don't miss it. Come and join us and trim the lamp of the revelation. This series of Rapture Watch will take as much as time will permit, till we have exhausted every doctrine that the Lord has given us more light on. So please be a part of it and be established in the present truth. And the Lord will bless you richly. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. The Lord is using you to do great things globally. And we say thank you to all those watching the Bright TV. And please feel free to join us on Ask the Pastor. We know that you've heard several things before, and now you are hearing the pastor say new things. Please, if you are confused about anything, give us a call or send your question and the pastor would answer you. He's a teacher of God's word and he has made that provision for anyone that has questions to ask. Join us on Ask the Pastor every Monday night by 7 p.m. You can call or send your questions and the pastor will answer you. And as we said, if you feel the pastor is not in line with the truth, call us on Ask the Pastor or feel free to visit him. He's going to grant you that audience to properly aligning with the truth. So join us as we continue on this journey of faith to rightly divide the word of truth, and the Lord will bless you richly. You will never remain the same after this series. God bless you. Thank you to all those watching Bright TV. Thank you to all those sponsoring Bright TV. And to meet again, remain rapturable. God bless you.